Alrighty, Shabbat Shalom. Let's start in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before your throne on this blessed Shabbat. And we thank you, Father, for all you do. We thank you for the blessings of this week. We thank you for the wonderful rain that you give us that's needed in your holy land. And we thank you, Father, for providing all our daily needs. We pray for your people around the world, Father, who suffer and that are being persecuted. We pray that your peace be upon them. And we pray, Father, that you allow us to enter your rest as the Shabbat is beginning. We thank you for all you do. We give you praise for all you do. And we thank you, Father, for sending your Son, Yeshua, down to this earth to pay the penalty for our sins. The name upon all names, we're the only name in heaven and earth where men can be forgiven. In his name, Yeshua Messiah, we pray. Hallelujah. Okay, we finished up a couple weeks ago with Book of Revelation. I do plan on going to maybe a couple of the minor prophets soon and eventually getting to the Book of Daniel. But in the meantime, I did want to go through before because, you know, even Daniel, it may not be as long as Revelation, but it is a book we'll be in for months, maybe 4 months, 5 months, who knows. So before that, I wanted to go over some different doctrinal issues and some things that people have written in. And the study I want to do today is on the name of Yeshua. Recently, there has been a major attack by Satan on both the names Yahweh and the name Yeshua. The two names that are the most important names in the world, the name of our Heavenly Father, whose name is in the name of the Savior, and the name of the Savior, because there's only one name in heaven and earth where men can be saved. And there's been a big attack on the name, people coming up with the name Yehovah, which is, again, an impossibility in Hebrew. I have a PowerPoint online on our website, www.coyhwh.com, in which we just this week hit 10 million visitors. And actually, it's much, much more. When we started the website, we actually didn't have a person counter. How many people came. And for some reason, it doesn't count every person coming to the website. So we probably have more, like 15 million or more that have come. But officially on the site, it hit 10 million. So it is a big mark and that we've had in the Congregation of Yahweh Jerusalem that we're excited about. But on the website, you can go and you could see that PowerPoint. So I'm not really going to get into the name Yahweh today. But I want to get into the name of Yeshua, where most of the world uses Jesus. We know there was no letter J in the Hebrew language. We know Jesus comes from the Greek. We know there's no etymology to the name Jesus. So I'm not really going to talk more on Jesus. I really want to talk more on Yahshua, Y-A-H-S-H-U-A. That's the transliteration of the Hebrew, Yeshua. Or Yeshua, Y-E-S-H-U-A, Yeshua, which people are going to and people are changing to. In the end time, Proverbs 30 and verse 4, because I want to start off with a real premise here to show something. Proverbs 30 and verse 4 says, "Who has gone up to heaven and come down? Who has gathered the wind in his fist? Who has bound the waters in his garment? Who has made all the ends of the earth to rise?" Right? Only the creator of the universe could do this. And then it says, what is his name and what is his son's name? Surely you know. So I go into this when I'm going into all the messianic prophecies that he's really saying it like after going through all the messianic prophecies, he's saying, what is his name and what is his son's name? Come on, surely you know. Of course you know by now. But do you want to know something? In all actuality, the world doesn't know. The world doesn't know. If you look, about one out of every three people on this planet is a Christian in one form or another. About one out of three. Can you imagine? 2 billion more are Christians to one form or another. Catholic, Christian, evangelical, Protestant, you name it. And 99% of those people use the name Jesus, which like we said, it's an impossibility. There is no letter J. It's not a Hebrew name. We know our Savior was Hebrew. He was born Hebrew. He has a Hebrew name. We're going to go over it today. But yet, even within the people who understand the name, or the, let's say the messianic movement. It is very messy. Some people say messiantics, because it is messiantics more than messianic. But in the messiantic movement, most people use Yeshua, Y-E-S-H-U-A. Now, I have heard in the sacred name circles of people trying to say at times that the name Yeshua is a curse word. It is not a curse word. It's not our Savior's name, but it's not a curse word. That's coming because in the first century or the second century, at least first, second century, when the rabbis rejected Yeshua, they started to call him Yeshu instead of Yahshua with the Father's name in it. What does that mean? Yeshu is an acronym in the Hebrew that means may his blood be blotted out together. And even up to today in Israel, religious, when you say you believe in Yahshua, Yahweh's salvation, they'll say, oh, you mean Yeshu. And I'll say, no, not Yeshu. I mean Yahshua, Yahweh's salvation. You know, don't you speak Hebrew? Don't you understand it? That it's Yahweh's salvation. So Yeshua is not a curse word, but it's just a generic name. It's a generic form of salvation. It's a noun meaning salvation. Now, in the first century, because the rabbis actually changed the name Yahweh, we know this in the first century. I go into this on my other message that I give, the PowerPoint, that they stopped using the name Yahweh. They wouldn't vocalize the name Yahweh. And they put the vowel points for Adonai in the Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. And that's where they came up with the impossibility of Yehovah. But in doing so also with the name Yahshua, because if you look, the name of the Moses servant, he was called Yahshua ben Nun, Yahshua the son of Nun. Now, in the Old Covenant or the First Covenant, sometimes the Vav that's after the Hey, it could be pronounced Yehoshua. That's the way they did it. During the Herodian times, and when Yeshua was around, the name was shortened. Nobody really knows why, but the Vav basically became silent. You see the same thing with names like Eliyahu or Eliyah. There's many names in Hebrew like that. And it's the same today. My name, technically, on my birth certificate and also on my passport is Donald, but most people call me Don. It's just a shortened form of the name. So that's neither here nor there. But in the first century, it was Yahshua, not Yehoshua. That's the way it was pronounced. That's just a fact. People could take it or leave it what they want. And today, I'm really not here to change anybody's mind. I'm not here to try to convince anybody, because you know what? I realize something. I realize that the name of the Father and the name of the Son, it's part of the restoration ministry. And it seems so simple. You would think, why would we even have to argue over somebody's name, right? Yahweh's name is 7,000 times just in the Tanakh, 7,000 times, not including the hundreds of times it's in the Brit Hadashah. And yet people, mystified, don't want to use the name. Or they want to use God or Lord or something else that's clearly not his name, because they're generic titles in English that actually come from pagan deities and pagan names. So there is a spiritual element to it, because never in my life have I ever went up to somebody and met them and said, hi, my name is Don Esposito. And them say, no. You look like a Charlie. You're not a Don. We're not going to call you Don. We're going to call you man, or we're going to call you something else. It's never happened. So the fact that the name above all names, the names of the Heavenly Father and the name of the Son, that people somehow lose their mind and simply don't want to use the name even once they're told it, it shows there's a spiritual element that's what's in the name. And it's something that is part of the restoration ministry. And Yahweh and Yeshua are revealing his names in the end time, not for the world, because the world doesn't know him. He's revealing his names for the remnant. And I've always said this. I believe probably the reason why Yahweh has blinded the world to his name, every second of every day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, somewhere in the world, somebody is blaspheming the name G-O-D, the name God. And yet at the same rate, the third commandment says, whoever takes the name of not G-O-D, but the name of Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, the name of Yahweh in vain, will not be held guiltless. So out of mercy for humanity, and that they don't have judgment upon themselves, Yahweh has hidden his name from humanity. So it's not our job as the remnant congregation to go out and to force the name of Yahweh or Yeshua on anybody. It's for
Our ministry as the restoration ministry from Jerusalem is to reveal the name. It's to restore the name and share the name. And the people that Yahweh is calling, they're the people that are going to accept it. And the people who he's not calling, the ones who aren't first fruits, they're not going to use it. And it's not a coincidence that all the remnant congregations in the sacred name movement, that if you read my book, The Gates of Hell Will Not Prevail Against Them, all the sacred name remnant congregations who have the authority to baptize, who are the original congregations from Yeshua, all use the name Yahweh and Yeshua. You know, they all use the proper names. And it's the messianic movement that has no authority from Yahweh. The people were never ordained correctly or never ordained by Yahweh, that they're using the name Yeshua or Jesus even, you know, in the messianic movement. But Yeshua, Y-E-S-H-U-A, Yeshua, which simply is a noun that means salvation. It is not the proper name of our Savior. So again, I'm not here to convince them or to change them. I'm here to witness of the truth to the people who Yahweh and Yeshua are calling. Another thing I'll say before we go on, because in Revelation 3, 7 and 8, you know, what does it say in Revelation 3, verse 7 and 8? To the Philadelphia congregation, right? And why is Yeshua commending this congregation? Two things very interesting in here. He says, to the messenger of the congregation of Philadelphia, right? The congregation of brotherly love. These things say the Holy One, the true one, the one having the key of David, the one opening and no one shuts and shuts and nobody opens. So we have the blessing in our congregation that Yahweh used me to reveal the tabernacle of David in these end times, not a messianic teacher who's selling books or whatever it might want to be. And then look what he says in verse 8. I know your works. Behold, I've given a door being opened before you that no one is able to shut. For you have a little strength and have kept my word and have not denied my name. So it's really interesting that they're being blessed. Like our congregation, we virtually have no income, no money coming into the congregation compared to the million-dollar businesses out there calling themselves ministries. And yet with that little tiny bit of tithe and offerings that people send in to Yahweh's work, we are bringing the good news all over the world. And since the revealing of the Tabernacle of David, the congregation has probably grown 300-400%. We've had in the tens of thousands of people that have been joining this work just in the last 3 years or so. So it is amazing and it's growing. I'm getting ready, Yahweh willing, to go on a trip later this winter to Africa and then many other places. We have mission trips going all over the world to Cuba and Europe and Asia and all over the world, you know, that our ministers are going. But why is this? Because they have not denied the name of Yahshua. And one thing I find very interesting is some of the people that have left this very work, even some that were actually in leadership, it wasn't too far after they left the work that they stopped using the name. Now, I'm not going to say every single person that leaves the congregation stops using the name Yahweh and Yeshua, but I can tell you a whole lot of them do. Many of them stopped using Yahweh, going back to God and Lord. Some of them Yahuwah and some of these other names that are impossible to come up with. Others stop using the name Yeshua and they go back to Jesus. Some of them using Yeshua, Y-E-S-H-U-A. And it is important because right here it says to the Philadelphian, they have not denied his name, and his name is not Yeshua. It's not just the generic form of salvation, because that doesn't tell whose salvation it is. So we're going to see here in this Bible study that this is an extremely important subject, because if you don't know whose salvation you're receiving, then you're not receiving salvation. Because Yeshua made it very clear in John 8 when he said, unless you believe that I am, you know, the son of Yahweh and Elohim, part of the Yahweh family, you'll die in your sins. So people that are not giving credit that Yahshua's name is Yahweh's salvation, that's why it's not just Yeshua, simply means salvation, period. But Yahshua, with the name Yahweh at the beginning, tells who salvation is. It is Yahweh's salvation. And it's very interesting. In Jeremiah 44:26, just getting back to the ones who have left the congregation and stopped using the name, Yahweh says, hear the word of Yahweh, Jeremiah 44:26. It says, in Judah, all reside in the land of Egypt. Behold, I have sworn by my great name, says Yahweh, that my name will no more be named in the mouth of any man in Judah. Wow. In all the land of Egypt, saying, Adonai Yahweh lives. So because of Judah's idolatry and because of their rejection of Yahweh in this day, he says, my name will no longer be named in the mouth of any man in Judah. And look today, the Jews do not use the name Yahweh. And it's not because they're trying to give reverence. It's because Yahweh said they wouldn't. Because they rejected his word. They rejected his salvation, Yahshua. And Yahweh has taken his name out of their mouth. And unfortunately, they don't know Yahweh. Our brother Judah, they will know him. Believe me, I'm not saying they're lost. Because Zechariah 12, they will look upon him whom they pierce and they'll mourn as they mourn for his only son. So they're going to know him at a time, but they don't know him now. And because of that, Yahweh has taken his name out of their mouth. And the same way that to the ones who have turned back on their calling and left Yahweh, he has taken the name of Yahweh or Yeshua or both out of their mouth. And I'm, you know, this isn't me saying it. It's a fact. It's a fact that people stopped using it. So it's one thing for people that have never known the name of Yahweh or Yeshua. I don't think Yahweh is judging them. I think that Yahweh has mercy. If he hasn't opened their mind yet, if he hasn't shown his name, I think he'll answer their prayers. I think he'll listen to them. But to know his name and then reject it after knowing it, wow, that is a major judgment that will come, just like what happened with Judah. Yahweh revealed himself to them as Yahweh, Elohim, and they rejected him. So this is something that's really, really serious, and we need to take it serious because, like I said, it is the cornerstone of the restoration ministry. It's the cornerstone because without Yeshua, without Yahweh's salvation, there is no restoration ministry. And that's the whole point why the Tabernacle of David was sealed for 3,000 years, because that cornerstone, that Melchizedek, who is Yeshua, it's a title, Melchizedek, the King of Righteousness, who literally, you know, had that cornerstone there that represents his covenant to Yahweh, is being taken out now because he is the cornerstone. He's the cornerstone, like it says in Isaiah 28:16. He's the rock the builders rejected, but he is the cornerstone. So we better know it, because you know what? I'm going to read you some scary scriptures. And there's only one name in heaven and earth where men will be saved. There isn't all different kinds of names. There's only one name. So it can't be everything. And we can't just think, oh, you know, because, you know, we want to be nice or we want to do this. Of course we want to be nice. But we want to bring the truth. And people that don't have the proper name, there's nowhere to go from there. Because you have to give Yahweh reverence. You have to give it to his name, not to G-O-D and not to Lord and all these other names. And you also, he says, as you honor me, you have to honor the Son. So how can you honor the Son unless you call him by his proper name? Exodus 23:20. Let me go in clearly showing you what the name is. Behold, I am about to send a messenger before you to guard you in the way and to bring you to the place which I have prepared. Be on guard before him and listen to his voice. Do not be rebellious against him, for he will not forgive your transgressions. Who is the messenger of Yahweh? Of course, his son Yeshua. For my name is in him. My name is in him. The name of Yahweh. The Father's name is Yahweh. The Son's name is Yeshua Yahweh. Yahweh being a family name, right? And Yeshua taking the name of Yah the Father. Yahweh is the Father's name. Yeshua, Yahweh, is the Son's name. Yahweh is a family name, and he takes Yah's name with salvation to show it's Yahweh's salvation. Very clear. My name is in him. My name is in him. What is the Father's name? Yah. So it's the name Yah has got to be in his name. Also, Yeshua came in the Father's name, right? He comes in the Father's name, and let's go to Hebrews 1, because there's a very, very interesting scripture there, right? And he says, in many ways and in various ways of old, Elohim spoke to the fathers and the prophets. No doubt about that. But in the last days, he's spoken to us in the Son, whom he appointed heir of all, and by whom he made the world. For he is the brightness of his glory and the express image of his being, and upholding all things by the power of his word, having made purification of our sins through himself, he sat down in the right hand of the majesty on high. Praise Yahweh for that. Now look at verse 4, right? And he is altogether superior to the cherubs, just as the name he's inherited. He's inherited the name. How do you inherit a name? My name is Don Esposito. I didn't inherit the name Don. The name Don is my first name that was given to me by my parents, who they give a first name. I inherit the name Esposito because Esposito is my father. Esposito was my grandfather. Esposito was my great-grandfather and his great-grandfather. And that is the name I inherited because it's my family name. And right here it says, he's superior to the cherubs just as the name he inherited is a more excellent name than them. Why? Because all the cherubs have the generic name of El, right? Gabriel, Michael, Michael, Raphael. Cherubs have a generic title of El. But the son has inherited the family name Yah, Yahshua. So it's very, very clear because look at verse 5. For to which of the cherubs did he ever say, you are my son, till they have begotten you? Again, he says, I will be a father to him and he will be a son to me. He's a son and he's a father because he's inheriting his name. And his name is Yah. And when you, if you use Jesus, forget about it, because that's not even a name. There's no meaning to the name Jesus. But even Yeshua, Y-E-S-H-U-A, it only means salvation. It doesn't mean whose salvation, right? So there's many, right? There could be many, many deities, but there's one Yahweh. That's what he says. There's many deities, there's many lords, but there's one Yahweh. So when you just use the generic term Yeshua, the generic term salvation, that can mean anything. You have to tell whose salvation it is. And that's why Satan does not want you to know the name. He doesn't want you to know Yahweh's name, because that's the family name, and he doesn't want you to know Yahshua's name, because salvation is only in that name, because you can't earn your own salvation. You can only get it through his name, because he inherited from the Father, not us. We inherited nothing. We inherited death. But Yeshua inherited life, and he's given life to each of us. And that, what he inherited, is that family name. That's why, because he conquered, because he never sinned, he has the right to be called Yahweh Salvation Yahshua. Nobody else in the world has that right. Nobody else in the world has inherited that family name but him. It's a more excellent name than the cherubs, who have the generic name. Because why? Because he says to him, I will be a father to you and you will be a son to me. And when we're baptized in the name Yahshua Yahweh, we are also inheriting that name. We're inheriting the name. So our name, literally, my name is Don Esposito, you know, Yahshua Yahweh. That's my name. That's the name we baptize somebody into. And if you're not using, if you're just using the name salvation, then it doesn't tell whose salvation it is. You're losing. Satan wants people to lose out on their inheritance. And don't let him take your inheritance. This is an extremely important matter. It may sound like, oh, the name's almost the same, or it's semantics. Well, it's not semantics. It really is not semantics. Right here in Hebrews 1 clearly shows us it's not semantics, that the name Yahshua, with Yahweh's name in the Savior's name, is a more excellent name than a generic name. Like Elohim is a generic name, and that's why the cherubs have the name Gabriel from Elohim, Raphael, Michael, from the name Elohim, a generic name. The same way as Yeshua, Y-E-S-H-U-A, is a generic name. It's not the name of the Father. But we've inherited a more excellent name. And then Acts 4 in verse 10. Let it be known to all and to all the people of Israel that in the name of Yahshua, Y-A-H-S-H-U-A, Yahweh Salvation, Yahshua Messiah, the Nazarene whom you crucified, whom Yahweh raised from the dead, in the name of this one stands before you whole. This is the stone rejected by the builders, the one who has become the head of the corner, right? That's the stone that's there in the tabernacle of David. The stone showing whose salvation. The stone I've seen with my own eyes and anointed it. And there is salvation in no other man. For neither is there any other name under heaven having been given by men which will be under. There is no other name. There is no other name but Yahweh Salvation. Because the Father's name is Yahweh and the Son's name is Yeshua Yahweh. There is no other name. The name of the Father has to be in the name of the Son. And like I said, with the name Yeshua, Y-E-S-H-U-A, it simply means salvation. And one out of four Jews in the first century had that name. Because the rabbis took the hey out of Yahweh's name and they tried to make it generic because they didn't want to say the name Yahweh. And like I said, they changed the vowels from Yahweh, the Yod Heh Vav Heh, and they changed it from the vowels of Adonai to make the impossible Yehovah. And they did the same with the name to cause the name Yeshua, because it wasn't a name before that. So what we see is that that name, one out of every four Jews in the first century was called Yeshua, salvation, but not with whose salvation, because they wouldn't use the name Yahweh. They wouldn't use the name, so they certainly wouldn't be called that. So if his name, if there's no other name in heaven and earth, then certainly his name isn't going to be a name that one out of four people have. It would make no sense. Matthew 1 in verse 20, another interesting verse, Matthew 1:20, and this is where the cherub Gabriel comes to Miriam, the mother of Yeshua, and look what he says. And as he was thinking about these things, behold, a cherub of Yahweh was seen by him in a dream, saying, Yosef, son of David, do not be afraid to take Miriam as your wife, for that in her is generated by the Holy Spirit. And she will bear a son. This is where actually he's coming to Yosef, not to Miriam, but he's prophesying about the son that will be born of Miriam. And she will bear a son, and you shall call his name Yahshua, Y-A-H-S-H-U-A, Yahshua, for he will save his people from their sins, right? Now, some people might think, the name Yeshua just means salvation, so that's why he's using here. But no, keep going here, because Yeshua simply means salvation. But look what he says. And all this happened so that might be fulfilled that spoken by Yahweh through the prophet, saying, behold, the virgin will conceive in her womb and will bear a son, and they will call his name Emmanuel, which is interpreted Elohim with us. We know the Savior's name isn't Emmanuel. That's a title. We know that's not his literal name, right? Because he said before that he's going to call his name Yahshua. The fact that he says after that, that because his name is Yahshua, because it has Yahweh's name in it, it's Elohim with us, shows his name had to be Yahshua, not Yeshua. Because if the name was Yeshua, it wouldn't be Elohim with us. Because Elohim, there was one in four Jews named Yeshua, which simply means salvation. But the fact that it was Yahweh's salvation, he's saying, which means Emmanuel, Elohim is with us. So this scripture doesn't prove a Yeshua. This proves the opposite. This scripture proves his name had to be Yahshua, Yahweh's salvation. Because if not, it would never say, this means Emmanuel, Elohim is with us. His name is Elohim is with us. The only way the name can be Elohim is with us is if the name of Yahweh the Father was in his name, the way we read in Exodus 23, my name will be in him. So here's another clear pointed fact that the name has got to be Yahshua. Because if his name is Elohim is with us, Elohim's name is Yah. Very, very clearly. Isaiah 43 verse 11, he says, I am Yahweh and there is no Savior without me. There is no Savior without me. And that's why it's Yahshua, Yahweh's salvation. There is no Savior without Yahweh. So it can't just be Yeshua. It can't just be salvation. I am salvation. No, because there is no salvation without Yahweh, without Yahweh the Father. So the name of Yah has got to be in the name of the Son. And Yeshua said, I can do nothing on my own. I come in the name of my Father. He said it. It's got to be in his name. This is extremely important. It's not a little point. It's not just a point of semantics. This is so important because people, when they're rejecting that name, they're rejecting really Yahweh's salvation and everything that comes with it. John 17 and verse 26 says, and Yeshua is speaking, and I made known your name to them and will make it known that the love which you love me may be in them and I in them. So Yeshua made known the name of Yahweh, and Yahweh goes back and puts his name in the name of the Son. So that's why he says you need to honor the Son as you honor the Father, because they both have the same name. And that's why Yeshua is also Elohim, or that would be idolatry. And that's why Yahweh says he wants you to honor the Son as the Father, because there's one Spirit, and the Father is above all, but the Father puts his name in the name of the Son. Acts 2:37, right? Now remember in Acts, the second chapter, it's the day of Shavuot. They're doing the baptism. 3,000 people are baptized. They're being pricked in their heart. They're saying about David's not the Messiah. David's dead and buried. Yeshua is the Messiah. And you killed him and you put him to death and crucified him. And now he's resurrected. And as the people are touched in their heart in verse 37, and hearing, they were touched in the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Men, brothers, what shall we do?" And Peter said to them, and this is in the original Aramaic, the Peshitta, the way it says it, "Repent and be baptized, each of you, in the name of Yahshua Yahweh, for the forgiveness of sins, that you may receive the gift of the Spirit of holiness. For the promise is to you and your children and all those afar off, as many as the Master Elohim shall call." Repent and be baptized, each of you, in the name of Yeshua Yahweh. Yeshua Yahweh, 5 or 6 times in the New Testament, in the original language, Yeshua is called Yeshua Yahweh. Yahweh is a family name. And he has to have the name of Yah, the Father, in his name, because it has to tell whose salvation. And that's why it's Yahshua Yahweh. Yeshua Yahweh. Very, very clear. So the other thing, why, how could this have happened? How could there be a mistake? Why do Messianics use Yeshua? One of the things is, I believe that when the rabbis were falsifying the name and changing the name of Yahweh, and this started about the 2nd, 3rd century BC, when they stopped using the name of Yahweh, and it just got worse after that. I believe also because they didn't want people to see that it's Yahweh's salvation. Because even on the tree of crucifixion, where they put Yeshua's punishment, what he did, and it said, you know, Yeshua, the Messiah, and the King of the Jews. And when you see it, it was Yod Heh Vav Heh, the Father's name, literally. Yod Heh Vav Heh. Literally, the Father's name was there on the crucifixion, on his torture stick, on the tree where he was crucified. And I believe they changed it, that the lying pen of the scribes, and they falsified it because they didn't want people to know the name. And I think that's why today you have the false name that people are using that is simply a noun that just means the act of saving. But it doesn't say who is doing that act when you just use Yeshua. The other thing is, remember, in biblical times, names were mostly spoken. They were not written. There isn't a lot of writing. In the days of David and King Solomon and in Israel, it's argued today, if Solomon was such a great king, why don't we have more things written about him? Because there wasn't a lot of writing in those days. The same reason why we don't have a book of Enoch, because there wasn't an alphabet in the time of Enoch. There is no book of Enoch. It's an apocryphal book from the first century BC that somebody wrote it claiming to be Enoch when he wasn't. But it's the same way here. So people vocalize the name. It wasn't really written that much. And that's probably why, you have the misunderstanding of it today. But when we look at the scriptures, like I said, Exodus 23:20, "Behold, I am about to send before you to guard you in the way and to bring you to the place which I've prepared. Be on guard before him and listen to his voice. Do not be rebellious against him, for he will not forgive your transgression, for my name is in him." And like we just read here in Acts 2, you know, or first in Acts 4, there's only one name in heaven and earth where men will be saved. And then Acts 2, repent and be baptized in the name of Yahweh's salvation, in the name of Yeshua. That is the name you need to be baptized in. And there's salvation in no other name. So people that are being baptized in the name Jesus or Yeshua or any other name, there's only salvation in the name that Yahweh says, the name in heaven and earth. Acts 17 in verse 22. Acts 17 in verse 22. He says, "As Paul stood in the Areopagus, he said, 'Men Athenians, I perceive that in all things you are excessive in the worship of idols.'" So he could have been and anywhere in the world today, because idol worship is all over the place, but he's over there. And he says, "For as I was rambling about and looking up at the objects of your worship, I also found an altar on which it had been written, 'To the unknown Elohim.' Not knowing then whom you worship, I will make him known to you. The Elohim who made the world and all the things in it, this one being master of heaven and earth, does not dwell in handmade temples, nor is served by hands of men as having need of anything. For he is giving life and breath and all things to all. And he made every nation of men of one blood, to live on the face of the earth, ordaining for appointed seasons and boundaries of their dwelling, that they might inquire and search after Elohim, and by means of his creation might find him, because he is not far off from each one of us. So here it is. Yahweh is opening up through his end time ministries to bring this salvation to the world, the salvation, the one name in heaven and earth, Yahshua, Yahweh's salvation. And like the Apostle Paul saying here, it's really not that far off. All you have to do is just believe the scriptures. I'm not giving you my opinion. I'm giving you the scripture, what it says. And all you have to do is believe it and not have such a hardened heart not to want to believe it. And what I don't understand is, I know why people don't want to give up the name Jesus, because they've told me. They've used it their whole life, and it's like, it's a personal thing. It's pride, you know, that, oh, you know, they use this name, they pray to this name, and they're just not going to give it up because it's a matter of pride. But for people who don't want to give up the name Yeshua, Y-E-S-H-U-A, for the real name, Yeshua, Yahweh salvation, that's one I really don't understand, because if you know that Yeshua is a noun that just means salvation, and you know that Yahshua is who's doing the saving, and the Bible clearly says that the Son came in the name of the Father, and like I read in Hebrews 1, that he doesn't have a name like the cherubs, but he's given a more excellent name because the name of the Father is in his name, and the name's got to be Yahweh's name, Yahweh in his name. Why would anybody fight that? I would think the other way around. Let's say that you believe the name was Yahshua, and I'm trying to tell you to use Yeshua, that you'd say, no way, I'm not giving up Yahweh's salvation for a generic name that one in four people had in the first century. But why would anybody? Why would you want to hold on to a generic name that one in four people had that is generic, instead of having the one and only true name where all men will be saved? And the only thing I could think of is maybe they're not a first fruit. Maybe they're not being called by Yahweh. So that's why I'm not judging it. All things come from Yahweh. But all I know is one thing. You know, you'd have to rip out my tongue to stop me from using that name. Because if there's one name in heaven and earth where men will be saved, then I'm going to use that one name that the Bible clearly tells us. I'm not going to use another name. And like the Apostle Paul is saying here, it's very, very clear. And then verse 29, like he says, the sovereign deity is not in gold or silver. And then verse 30, truly then Elohim overlooking the times of this ignorant, but now strictly commands all men everywhere to repent, because he set a day in which he is going to judge all the earth with righteousness by the man whom he has chosen, Yahshua, Yahweh salvation. And he turned every man to have faith in him, and that he raised him from the dead. So very clear. In times past, right? We know, you know, maybe the name was lost in the Middle Ages. Who knows? Who knows what was going on? There's records of the name of Yahweh even being used in the 16th century and whatnot. But we know one thing. It's being used today. We know one thing. That name is revealed today. The name Yahweh and the name Yeshua. It's part of the restoration end time ministry. And if anybody believes in the restoration end time ministry, why on earth wouldn't you believe in the name Yeshua or the name Yahweh? It makes no sense. It's a prideful, rebellious attitude of wanting to hold on to your own way. Because clearly the Bible is telling us here, the time for ignorance is over. It's the time for people to repent and start giving honor, according to the third commandment, to the name Yahweh, and start giving honor to the name Yahweh's salvation, Yahshua, the same way that we give honor to the Father. Acts 10 and verse 37. Acts 10 and verse 37. Acts 10 and verse 37 says, you know the thing that happened throughout all Judea, beginning from Galilee after the baptism that John proclaimed. Yeshua, the one from Nazareth, how Yahweh anointed him with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all those having been oppressed by the devil, because Elohim was with him. And we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They did away with him, hanging him on a tree. Yahweh raised him on the third day and allowed him to be seen openly, not to all the people, but to witnesses, the ones having been beforehand picked by Elohim, to us who ate and drank with him after his resurrection from the dead. And he commanded us to proclaim to the people and to witnesses solemnly that it is he who has been marked out by Yahweh to be judge of the living and the dead. To this one all the prophets witness, so that through his name, Yahweh's salvation, Yahshua, everyone believing into him will receive remission of sins. So like I said, I'm not here to convince anybody of anything. If you're not convicted by the word, then there's nothing I can do. Like the old saying, a man convinced against his will be of the same opinion still. But it's very, very clear, like it says, Yahweh has picked out a remnant for his name. And very clearly, it's through the name of the Savior. And from Scripture, there's no other way you could take those Scriptures. The name of the Father has to be in the name of the Son, because there is no other Savior but Yahweh. So Yahweh is the one saving through the Son, through Yeshua. So Yahweh's name has got to be in his name, because he even said it. Yeshua said, I come in the name of my Father. I don't come in my own name. He said somebody else will come in his own name and you'll believe him. That's why I say the anti-Messiah will probably be named Jesus and everybody will believe him, because Jesus will come in his own name. But Yeshua, Yahweh's salvation, is coming in the name of his Father, and people don't want to believe it. 1 John 3 and verse 18. 1 John 3 and verse 18. It says, my little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Let us not love in word or tongue, but in deed. What he's saying is, don't be a hypocrite. Yeah, everybody could say, I love you, in word and tongue. Let's do it in deed and truth. Let's show it by our actions, right? And what is love? Love is obedience. Faith is obedience. Obedience is the evidence of your faith. And let's do it in deed and truth. In truth. And very clearly, what I'm giving you here is the truth of the restoration ministry that Yahweh has put me in Jerusalem for the last 20 years. You know, and if I wasn't preaching the truth, he wouldn't have me there. I couldn't. We see in the Bible, Yahweh, a whole nation of Jews, he took his name out of their mouth because they weren't following. And if you're not following Yahweh, there are consequences. And particularly if you're in the Holy Land, there's consequences. But Yahweh has put his restoration ministry. And we're not the only congregation. There's many sacred name congregations. They're also preaching the same thing of the name of Yahweh and the name of Yeshua, because it's part of the end time restoration work that he's doing. Then verse 22. And whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and we do the things pleasing to him, including the third commandment, with not taking his name in vain, the name of the Father or the Son. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Yahshua Messiah, Yahweh salvation, and love one another even as he commanded us. And this is his commandment. That's his commandment, that we would believe. He doesn't just say believe in the Son. Believe in the name of the Son. Believe in the name of the Son, because there's only one name in heaven and earth where men will be saved. And if people don't think that that's important, then why would he say that this is his commandment, that you believe not just in the Son, but in the name of the Son? Because the name is important. Because there is salvation and no other name. Why? Because it's Yahweh's salvation. There's no salvation in G-O-D. There's no salvation in L-O-R-D. There's no salvation in Baal or Vishnu or Allah or anybody else. There's only salvation in Yahweh. All salvation comes from him. And that's why for his Son to be his very salvation, he had to be called Yahshua, Yahweh's salvation. Matthew 28, 18 and 19. Matthew 28, 18 and 19. And coming up, Yahshua, Yahweh's salvation, talked with them, saying, all authority in heaven and earth was given to me. And as my Father sent me, I send you. And I always say, who is all authority in heaven and earth been given to? It certainly ain't given to Jesus. There is no name Jesus. Jesus is a hybrid name that doesn't have any meaning even in Greek. It's a Greek name for a Greek savior. And we don't have a Greek savior. We have a Hebrew savior. But even in Greek, it doesn't mean anything. It's a bad transliteration of a hybrid name. And because the name Iesa was a false goddess of healing, and Iesu was the male counterpart of that. And that's where the name Iesus, Jesus, comes from. It comes from the false pagan god of healing. So, who is given all authority in heaven and earth? Yahshua, Yahweh salvation. Not Yeshua, because Yeshua only means salvation. The word salvation does not have authority. It's only when Yahweh is with it. That's where it has authority. He says, then going out, and as the Father sent me, I send you. And having gone, disciple all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son. Very clearly. And that's why I've been doing this for 25 years almost. Baptizing people in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son. And I do it with all authority because he's given me that authority. And that people need to be baptized in the name of Yeshua Yahweh. That's the family name. That's the name we baptize in them. And the Holy Spirit will teach them all things, you know, once they're baptized properly. But people who don't want to be baptized properly, wow, you know. You may think it's a little point, a technical point, but you might wind up in the white throne judgment and miss out on being a first fruit because of this. That's why I say, I'm not going to try to convince anybody. If here I'm speaking now for 45 minutes, we're almost finished here. If this doesn't convince you of using the name of the Father, Yahweh, and the name of the Son, Yahshua, Yahweh salvation, then nothing will. Because my words are not enticing words. What's enticing is the Bible. What's enticing is the truth. What's enticing is the word of Yahweh. And that's what convicts us. The word of Yahweh is like a two-edged sword cutting to the heart. And instead of holding on to pride and holding on to somebody wanting to do it their own way, instead, why not just repent and do it the right way? And, you know, and then this way you can be a witness to other people, you know? So it's sad to me, like I said, when I see people using the name Jesus and God. But it's even more sad when I see people that actually had the name Yahweh and Yeshua and have given up one or both names. Because they're the same. You know, there is salvation and no other. And if you don't have the name Yeshua, then you don't have Yahweh. It's that clear, you know. If you don't have the Son, you don't have the Father. And there's only salvation in one. Because of the great redemptive work that Yeshua did on behalf of his Father Yahweh, Yahweh has exalted his name, the name of Yahshua, to be above every name. And this is another reason why we use the name Yahshua. Because Yahweh exalted it. It's Yahweh's will for us to use that name. Yahweh salvation. And then you're giving homage to both the Father and the Son. And that's what the Father wants us to do. Because his name is in his name. And if you don't, then you're not giving homage to either. You're certainly not giving homage to Yahweh when you take his name out of his Son salvation name. And you're not giving homage to the Son when you're not giving proper homage to the Father. And the last scripture we're going to go over is Philippians 2, verse 5. Philippians 2 and verse 5. For think this within you, which mine was also in Messiah Yahshua, Yahweh salvation, who existed in the form of Elohim, thought it not robbery to be equal with Elohim, right? The Father and the Son, both coexistent for eternity as Elohim. But he emptied himself, taking the image of a servant, having become in the image of the sons of men, and being found in the form like a man, he humbled himself, having become obedient unto death, even the death of a torture stake. For this reason also, Yahweh highly exalted him, Yahshua, Yahweh's salvation, and gave him a name above every name. He gave him a name above every name, Yahshua, Yahweh. He gave him a name above every name. Yeshua, Y-E-S-H-U-A, the generic name for salvation, was a name of one in every four. It wasn't separated. Yahweh highly exalted him and gave him a name above every name, that at the name of Yahshua, Yahweh's salvation, every knee shall bow, of those in heaven and those in earth and those under the earth. And every tongue should confess that Yahshua, Yahweh's salvation, that Yahshua Messiah is Yahweh the Son to the glory of Yahweh his Father. Wow. Could it be any clearer? Could it be any clearer? When Yahweh prophesied so long ago, first he puts that little clue in Proverbs 30 when he says about who created the world. What is his name and what is his son's name? Because we didn't know it back then. But he did tell us in Exodus 23, 20 and 21, that he would send his messenger who would forgive our sins, and that his name Yahweh, Yahweh, would be in the messenger's name, in the name of his son. And then he actually becomes the heir of all the world because he inherited a more excellent name. The cherubs didn't. The cherubs are great. They're wonderful. They serve Yahweh. But they are not heirs of the world. They have not inherited the name Yahweh. The Son has inherited that. And each of us that are baptized in that name of Yeshua Yahweh, each of us also are co-heirs with him. That's why Romans 8 says, you know, if we're baptized in his name, if we've received the Holy Spirit, we will have the same inheritance that he has. So if we suffer together now, we will also glory together then. Don't let Satan steal your inheritance. Don't let him, over a technicality maybe, like it seems, take away your salvation. Because there really is salvation in no other except Yahshua, Yahweh's salvation. Yahweh bless. Shabbat shalom.